CCTA wake-up call for March 12th and March 13th. Again, that's CCTA wake-up call for March 12th and March 13th, 2022.
Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA wake-up call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and thank you again for tuning in and spending time with us on this lovely day. All right, we've got so much stuff to talk about, we don't know where to start. Needless to say, our country is in a mess, and it seems like when you feel like they just couldn't come up with any other way to screw it up any worse, they do. Go ahead, Rainer.
You might want to start out by telling folks who it is who's talking to them.
Okay, we can do that. Rainer just said that.
I did.
And she's sitting right next to Hal.
Hey there, y'all.
And we have Melissa.
Hello.
We have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
And you already know who I is. So now that we've done the introductions, we'll go ahead and start talking about some of the things that are going on around the country. I mean, you've got the southern border. You still got that problem going on down there, the immigration issue, it's so easy for them to get into our country, but we've got people that are looking for real political asylum from countries that are being ravaged by war that can't get in here. I saw a video, a lady that is a United States citizen originally from the Ukraine, was there trying to get two teenagers, relatives of hers, back to the States, and they won't let them come back.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, look what's the drug dealers and human trafficking, all that at the southern border is perfectly okay. So we got that issue. We've got our oil fuel crisis. We had to go to Raleigh today, take my youngest daughter and granddaughter there to catch a flight, and we had to gas up, and it was a real shocker.
How bad was it?
It was $4.19 a gallon. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is around here right now. Listening to the radio this morning, one of the DJs had people call in from Toronto, Canada. It's $9 a gallon up there.
Oh, dear heavens.
It might be because the truckers won't haul anything up there. They treated the truckers so bad up there, talking about the government, not the Canadian people. They may refuse to deliver them any.
You know, Rick, as you're saying things, I guess the real question for us is which laws are in fact laws and which laws are there to be ignored?
Well, that's always been the problem. For a long time it has been. They keep making new laws. When we've got laws that would take care of the problems if they would just enforce the ones that are on the book, especially the immigration laws.
Oh, yeah.
We have laws covering immigration. You know, this country was built by immigrants. And there was a proper way to bring them in here. And they went through the process. They ended up knowing more about our founding documents and our country than many of the people that are in Congress today. Matter of fact, I would put up pretty much anybody that's taken the citizenship test against pretty much any of the congressmen up there.
Mm. With a few exceptions.
I said a few, yeah.
Speaking of the truck convoys, I talked with a fellow today that used the Pennsylvania Turnpike to go back to Pittsburgh this past weekend, and he said there was just a huge line of truckers and an overpass people up there waving at them, had yep. flags and signs and things like that. So they're really making quite an impression on the country, I believe.
Well, I wonder why you don't see that on CNN or MSNBC or ABC
it
or CBS or NBC.
They want to tell us a bedtime story, and they want to control what's in it. It's completely out of their imaginations. It's not out of the real world. Why would they be reporting anything in the real world? Because all the good stuff they don't like. It doesn't serve to control us.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like Jen Psaki was very flippant about, you know, when she was asked about drilling and all. She says, well, there's plenty of permits already there. Why don't they use those? And, you know, well, okay, if they do use them and they do drill and they do get oil out of the ground, how are they going to transport it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's worse than that. I think it was Dan Bongiorno said something about that, oh, yeah, they're permits, but very often the permits are for areas that don't have any oil. Mm-hmm. The oil companies aren't going to drill there. It doesn't make any sense. And she knows perfectly well. She was just trying to create a false narrative just like they all do.
I mean, it's definitely... The very basic is getting the permit. It doesn't mean there's oil where that permit is. And there is no incentive for the oil companies here in America to produce oil right now. The administration is so green and heading towards that way, and there's so many restrictions on once they do find oil, the restriction to getting it from the ground to production is just ridiculous for them to jump through, and there's just no incentive for that right now.
The cost of implementing the regulations is prohibitive.
Right.
And it's unbelievable to me that we are now going to, I mean, he is going to beg Venezuela. He tried Iran. They wouldn't take his call.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia wouldn't take his call.
Yeah. Arabia, right. They wouldn't take his call. And so he got turned down. For that, and Venezuela, who, you know, they're not friends of ours, and then it's okay to
know.
Go to them.
We use their election model, so maybe they'll soften up.
You think? But then if we could produce here, now I know people will say, well, the pipeline wasn't even running, but what that did was send out a message to the oil companies. We don't want you doing that here. It's not going to be cost effective for you to do that here.
And we shut down ANWR. Yes.
And the drilling on federal lands has all been restricted. So there is no, but we could be energy dependent here like we were.
Independent.
I mean, energy independent and not dependent on these countries that hate us. And if we did that, we could sell oil and, I don't know, maybe get rid of some of that deficit that they've
been? If we went back to being energy independent, we would be in a position to supply the oil and natural gas to Europe that they are dependent on Russia for right now. And the other part of this squelching of the oil industry, I can't prove this, but I have heard that banks are being discouraged from giving money to prospective oil people.
Oh, good grief.
You know, remember what they did with the gun dealers a couple of years ago?
Yep.
That there's kind of this shadow banning thing going on with the oil people trying to borrow money to get oil speculation going, which is a risky thing. But when it pays off, it pays off.
Oh, it pays off.
Yeah.
There's another response. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Rena.
There's another pipeline thing, too. We are squelching the notion of building a pipeline from Israel into to Europe. That would help several allies and make them less dependent on Russia. And we're apparently keeping the lid on that, which is stupid.
At one point, we were talking about a pipeline out of Alaska.
Yep.
Well, the globalists don't want us to have any pipelines out anywhere. They want us to be green. And they want us to...
What was the recommendation from Buttigieg and Psaki and Biden? Just go buy an electric vehicle. You won't have to worry about the gas prices.
Yeah.
I mean, how tone deaf is that?
Yeah.
You know, the average cost of an electric vehicle is $50,000.
And who's going to generate all the battery power?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. The batteries, all of those, they come from China. Mm-hmm. But so Melissa, if we're not dependent on the gas from Russia or Iran or Venezuela, we're going to be dependent on China.
And into what?
Melissa, you have missed the obvious. They don't need to worry about gas prices because they all have chauffeurs that bring them to work.
So they're definitely tone deaf. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that that's the depth of their thinking.
And remember the discussion when they didn't want to shut down Nord Stream 2 in Europe? Well, it turns out that one of the senators from Nevada took large donations from a company that represented Nord Stream 2. So our Congress is being bought off.
Well, that's not the news.
Here's right, my well, shock face.
There's one thing I want to add to that. And Ted Cruz was interviewed, I think, yesterday. And over the weekend, he and some other senators had a chat with Zelensky over the internet. And he said that if Nord Stream 2 had continued in sanctions against it had continued in operation, the things that Trump had set in place, that Putin would never have invaded Ukraine. And I strongly suspect that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were moving right along. We seem to have gotten stuck on oil and gas. And we also have a war going on between Russia and Ukraine. And the rest of NATO and the globalists, again, are trying to suck us into that or push us into it. And Biden's going along willingly. Matter of fact, we're in very dangerous times with the leadership we have at the helm, and you're looking at nuclear powers making threats against each other. So, folks, it's bad times out there. What else have we got? COVID. Russia took the focus off of pretty much everything.
What COVID?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Russia took the focus off of everything. And shifted it to that and the gas prices and everything. But still, people are out there fussing about mask and no mask, and that's still an issue. It's just not in the headlines.
Well, the only thing in the headlines about it are the children, elementary age children still being required to wear a mask when they are the least susceptible to it.
All right.
Just ridiculous.
Sweden has had real good results with their children not having a big problem with it, and they haven't masked up or stopped school or any of that kind of thing.
They haven't shut down at all.
Mm-mm. Well, I did read an article just real quick in Chicago, the teachers union, they did a big protest because they wanted the mask restrictions to remain, and they did it, a rally around two mothers who died, and they said that because the kids brought it home from school. It turns out that the autopsy from the first mother came out, she died from alcoholism, and I can't remember what the second one was, but neither one of them died from COVID. But the school board, the union there, used their deaths. Can you imagine their children thinking they brought that home to their mother?
Well, we have a situation like that in a family that we know, that the father died of COVID. And the two girls feel like they brought it home. Whether they did or not, I don't know, teenagers. And they are still wearing masks.
Oh, bless their hearts.
And they, you know, you can't talk them out of the mask because they killed their father.
Oh, Lord.
And it's horrible. But, you know, and it's hopefully they will reach a point where they realize that, no, they didn't, and they can take the masks off.
But well,
you know, I've been going to a doctor's office three times a week lately. And I've noticed that more and more people are maskless in the doctor's office.
The commissary is maskless now.
Is it really?
Yes.
I'll go back.
I went into a doctor's office today, and they had a sign on it that said, please wear a mask. And when I got in, I said, you ought to change that sign to say, please wear a smile.
All right. Well, we got a lot of things to talk about there, and believe it or not, there's still a lot of topics we haven't even come close to. So we'll get to some of those right after we hear from our sponsors. Please listen to the following ads and go out and support them and tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, like I said, there's still plenty of other problems and issues that we're facing that we can talk about. And one that was in the Daily Signal, six examples of woke pork projects in the omnibus spending bill. Now, if you're not familiar with the omnibus spending bill, you probably need to get familiar with it. It's only 2,700 pages long. Mm-hmm. And well, what they did, the Democrats, they sent out a notice at 12:30 a.m. in the morning that they were going to have the committee meeting on that, the Rules Committee, and they scheduled it for 1:30 a.m., I believe. And then by 2:30, they had passed the bill. Now, 2,700 pages. Nobody had seen it yet prior to the 1:30 meeting, other than the Democrats that put it together. And it's a $1.5 trillion omnibus spending bill. Now, we're talking spending $1.5
trillion.
That's sick.
Okay. And as they usually do, they filled it full of pork. And they call them earmarks. And but they were banned. Earmarks were banned by conservatives a decade ago, but they're back now.
They're back.
They're back. And they're back with a vengeance. And, you know, some of the members of Congress and lobbyists were sent to prison over it before, and hopefully we'll see that happen again.
One of the things in this bill that is, it would be hilarious if it were not serious, Massachusetts Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey secured $995,000 for grid resilience and equity in the energy transition research at UMass. Okay, so we're gonna, there are important words here, transition, and which is the transition to green energy, and equity. So we're going to fix the racism in our energy system.
Yep. Well, you know, talking about the earmarks, they tuck them away in the explanatory statements that accompany the legislation. And there's thousands of special interest funding provisions that are inserted in there at the request of members of Congress. So it's your elected officials.
Are we broke yet?
We were broke long before it.
Long ago.
Yeah. We've been running on credit and knowing everybody for quite a while now. But a list of all the earmarks are attached to the bill, and the bill spans 360 pages by itself. Just for the bill. Yes, Hal?
It's my understanding that omnibus means it pertains to the budget, but could consider spending for anything you want to that they want to spend money on.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's such a broad.
Well, actually, this is the way they pay the lobbyists back.
Explains how they get to be millionaires when they come in broke.
Yeah, I mean, how do you work it, in Congress as a congressman or a senator or whatever, and become a millionaire?
The omnibus bill is a relatively new thing. The budget used to go to Congress department by department, and each department's bill would be discussed and approved. And I went looking to find out when we got this wonderful thing called the omnibus bill. And this is what I found. Usually, a president's first year in office is under the previous president's budget. However, knowing that Barack Obama was winning, the congressional Democrats used continuing resolution to push the budget forward. With Obama in office, they passed the full budget in April 2009. Since then, we have only operated in a world of continuing resolutions and an omnibus budget. After gaining control of Congress in 2014, Republicans promised to return to regular order, but it hasn't happened yet. The 2007-2008 budget was probably the last regular budget passed.
Well, Mary, you mentioned one of the things that was in there. Another one is political museums. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown secured $500,000 for the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center, which is a museum in Cincinnati dedicated to telling the stories of the Underground Railroad and the journey to freedom from the horrors of slavery.
Okay, that's a good museum, it's a good cause, whatever. However, when you look into it, the center has lobbied in favor of H.R. 4, which is the John Lewis Voting Act.
Yep.
And they lobbied against legislation that would stop CRT.
Right.
Now, it seems to me as soon as they started lobbying, they should have lost their federal money.
Right.
Duh.
And here's where they come from. They're calling systemic racism a foundation of our nation since 1619.
And that's just not true.
No.
Nope.
But that's part of the liberal agenda. Also, they have the diversity inclusion in the social equity center. The Hockessin Colored School, number 107, played a historic role in the landmark of Brown versus Brown of education case that ended segregation in schools. More than 60 years after the school closed its doors, Friends of Hockessin Colored School 107 Incorporated is receiving $750,000 in federal taxpayer funds at the request of Delaware Senators Chris Coons and Tom Carper to transform the property into a center for diversity, inclusion, and social equity. Now, folks, we're sitting here on the verge of World War III. Our economy is collapsing around us. You can't put gas in your car or food on your table. But we're spending, we've already identified well over $1 million, $750,000, another half a million before that. You know, that's a lot of money. And it's all for social justice.
And here's another one. $496,000 in the name of health equity for pool improvements.
For what?
Because there's evidence that African Americans and Hispanic children have lower abilities to swim than other groups. So we're going to fix that. And we have another one. $500,000 for Worcester State University to increase diversity and inclusion for STEM students to study climate change. And this one gets me, because we lived in Rhode Island for a while. Sheldon Whitehouse and Jack Reed of Rhode Island, $1.6 million funding for Roger Williams University for the development of equitable growth of shellfish agriculture in Rhode Island. Now, why do the shellfish need to be woke?
Equitable growth
of shellfish.
Maybe it's who grows them. Could it make reference to that?
Notice that word equity showing up in all of these
everything.
Things. And it's not equal opportunity. It's equal outcome. Well, right. That's never going to happen because that defies human nature.
No.
People have different talents and different amounts.
Different skills.
And different interests. So why should we all end up the same place? There's every reason we should end up at a variety of different
and
places.
And do you really want someone building your bridge that got the job because they were a minority and not because they had the skill?
I think you know my answer to that.
Do you really want to drive over that bridge?
Nah.
Well, folks, those are just a few examples of what's in that bill. And again, it's 2,700 pages. And it's $1.5 trillion of your taxpayer money.
Can and will the Senate stop it?
I'm not sure. They can, I believe, but will they? They haven't been too successful at stopping the other crap that's been going through there.
You know, Rick, I want to bring up, earlier I said, what's the difference between the bills, between the laws that are enforced versus the laws that are not enforced? And I'm going to relate it to something that happens more on the local level. We give our school board a pile of money to do certain things. There is no obligation for them to spend it the way that we've allocated it. Likewise, I think in these federal bills, even though they've allocated it a certain way, there's an awful lot of three-card Monty or what are the shell games with the
redirection
with the
of
cups
some sort,
and
yeah.
All of this stuff is redirected to the person that's funded their election.
But Bob, they don't even try to hide it anymore. I mean, it's right out there in your face and blatant, and they don't even try to hide it. The following article in the Daily Signal, we just talked about the omnibus spending bill. The next one down here is America's economic freedom tumbles in decade-long decline. Last year, America ranked 20th in the Heritage Foundation's Index of Economic Freedom, and this year, its rating in the index fell 5 places and now stands at number 25. Behind nations such as Ireland, Canada, and Chile.
Good grief.
We've been in a decade-long decline in our economic freedom, and it's only going to get worse as long as we allow this kind of stuff to happen. And you're going to say, well, what do you do about it? What do you do about it? Our elected officials. Well, there you go. Quit electing them. Okay?
Well, Joe and Biden, clean up our elections.
Joe Biden had 30-some years in there.
Do you think he was voted in to the job that he's currently holding?
The one he's currently holding is questionable. Yes. Mm-hmm. No, I don't believe he was. But he had a long history. Look at Nancy Pelosi, how long has she been in that office? And it goes on and on and on and on.
She's from California and he's from Delaware. We can't sell those people ideas, or at least we haven't succeeded.
We have a couple of our own.
Yeah, we have some of our own folks.
Mm-hmm.
I won't call any names, but you know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're not performing. They're not. They sell themselves as conservatives when they're running for election, and then when they get to D.C., they don't have an idea what conservative means.
Do a couple of senators come to mind?
Yeah.
From North Carolina?
Yeah. Yeah. So what you have to do, folks, is you have to be a part of the process. The primaries are coming up. In some of the states already, they've already had early elections, and it's looking really good.
Trump has a really good track record with his
endorsements.
Endorsements, yeah.
Yeah. He really does.
So it looks like this could be the turning point. There are a lot of conservative candidates running out there. A lot of the folks, the rhinos that have been in there and not doing their job, are being primaried. So show up at the polls. Make sure you know enough about the candidates to make an educated decision to put somebody that is qualified and is going to go up there and represent us the way we want to be represented, not what we've already been through up there. It's real easy to do. I mean, you spend enough time sitting down watching TV, reading papers, magazines, whatever. Maybe you're looking at the wrong stuff if you aren't looking at the history on these candidates and who they are and what they are, because that's what you need to be looking at right now. May will be here in no time. We'll be voting in the primaries, and then November won't be long after that. Now, Rainer brought up a good point. We have to get control over our election system. We have to make sure our elections are fair and honest. Now, there's a lot of debate going on about it. Machines, no machines, paper ballots. Folks, those aren't the problems. Okay?
How do you mean that?
I mean, it's the human beings that are the problem. The machines only do what they're told to do by human hands.
Gotcha.
Okay? As long as you've got corruption throughout the system,
good point.
The software developers, the hardware developers, the election officials, as long as all those people are colluding with each other, paying each other off behind their back, and you've got all kinds of fraud involved in the system, you're not going to clean it up. I don't care if you get rid of all the machines. Those people are going to find another way to do it, all right?
And right along with that, Rick, just how often are election laws totally ignored? As we've seen with data going out of the country, coming back, no double verification. If you go to a bank, if you go to your bank and you deposit money in there, and all of a sudden you deposited a certain amount, but the teller says, no, you deposited a different amount. What would you do? You would get really, really uptight about that bank, and you would find criminal activity there.
Right.
What happens when you go to the polling stations and you vote for a person and the polling station says, no, you voted for a different person? Why don't you treat it the same way as your lost money?
Right. Like I say, it's not, the machines are a problem, but it's not the only problem. Let me give you a good example. Say we had corrected every problem with the machines. We had gotten rid of all connections to internet, no modems. We had them certified. We tested them. We ran trial runs. Everything was working fine in the machines, okay? But then come election day, we've got these drop boxes all over the town.
Yep.
And hundreds of ballots are being dropped in them. And they're going through perfectly good, working, calibrated, trustworthy machines. What are you going to get?
Counting the wrong votes.
They came in on a truck from out of state.
Yeah. I mean, so my whole point is the problem is not with the hardware and the software altogether, because humans came up with the plan.
Yeah.
Humans implemented the plan, and those humans are running the system. And until we get them out of the system and take control of it, you can have the machines. I've worked with computers for years. They only do what you tell them to do, okay?
Well, what somebody tells them to.
Right. They only do what they're programmed to do. They don't make up their own, well, with artificial intelligence, but still, artificial intelligence is a human program. There are algorithms that some human has put together to mimic intelligence. Anyway, my whole point is we've got to get people of good character working at every level. And you got to get these corrupt officials off of the election boards, just like you got to get them out of the school boards and everything else. We've got to clean house. It's time to bring God back in as the central focus, get us back to a moral society.
Yep.
And hold people accountable. If you took somebody that you caught rigging an election and you put them life in prison, and made a good example out of them.
It won't happen again.
Right. You will greatly reduce the number of people willing to take that chance.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, could you also identify that as a treasonous act? Because if you do, and they're convicted of that, that carries the death penalty. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we have laws in place. Laws are out there. They're not going to be enforced because the people that are supposed to be enforcing them are corrupt. Your FBI, your Justice Department. We've got to clean house, plain and simple.
I haven't researched it recently, but I was encouraged. I read a report that 430,000 voters had, people had been removed from the voter list in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. 430,000. I think that's really significant.
There is an article.
When you know, the Supreme Court Justice Chief won by 4 votes per county.
Yes. There is an article up today at Just the News, which is a list of 20 episodes exposing fraud, illegalities, and irregularities in the 2020 election. When we come back, I'll give you some of them, because some of them, people have gone to jail.
There's plenty of examples out there now. The report has been released from Arizona.
The Arizona one, the Mesa County.
And now, Tina Peters, they've hit her with a number of felony charges. And the GOP there is asking her to step down from running for office because of those felony charges.
There are two.
Well, hold on. Let us go take our break, and we'll come back and get to that. So take time to listen to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansburg, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Mary, you had some information about some Iranian hackers.
Yeah, there was an article in Just the News today, which is Wednesday the 10th, about two Iranian nationals successfully hacked into a state computer election system, stole 100,000 voter registrations, and used the data to carry out a cyber intimidation campaign that targeted GOP members of Congress, Trump campaign officials, and other voters. Now, there's a list in this article of 20 problems, 20 prosecutable frauds, illegalities, and irregularities. I'm not going to give you all the details. There was bribery in that has been decided by the Supreme Court in Wisconsin, illegal ballot harvesting in Wisconsin, ballot harvesting in Georgia, bad voter signatures in Arizona, 50,000 Arizona ballots called into question, illegal ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin, foreign voters found on Texas rolls, foreign voters found on Georgia rolls, unconstitutional mail-in voting, non-citizen voters, chain of custody issues with ballots. Fulton County, Georgia had lots of irregularities, errant vote counting, dirty voter rolls, illegal exemptions from voter ID, uneven enforcement of voter of election laws, and voter fraud, nursing home fraud, and illegal ballot harvesting. I mean, that's a pretty substantial list, and at the end of the article is the indictment information and the judicial rulings involved and everything else.
Right. Well, there's a lot of information getting ready to come out, folks. Just pay attention. You're not going to get it on mainstream media. They're going to do everything they can to bury it or to distract your attention to other issues.
No, I was going to say on one of those where you talked about the nursing home thing, there's a number of cases where they found that within a nursing home, there are a number of people that have been comatose for years.
Voting, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's not as bad as the ones that have been dead for years and still voting.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Britain. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
All right. Well, we're talking about the elections and what you can do about it, and pointing out some of the problems that we've seen and experienced. One of those problems that keeps rearing its ugly head, and why we're where we're at today, just finding out exactly when we're going to be voting, I guess, is this issue with gerrymandering, which has gone on for decades. I mean, hundreds of years the Democrats did it, and it wasn't a problem. But now, all of a sudden, the Republicans are doing, or accused of doing it anyway, and it's become a big issue. So the North Carolina state redistricting issue, how many times have we had the maps redrawn now?
Mm-hmm. I lost track.
Yeah, it's just over and over. You're never going to get a perfect map to satisfy everybody. Okay, so we've wasted millions of dollars and all this time just trying to appease people that will find fault with it no matter what you do. So CCTA's regular monthly meeting, which will be March the 15th, is going to address the North Carolina state redistricting. Dr. Andy Jackson of the John Locke Foundation will be our speaker, and he's going to talk on the topic of state redistricting. And Dr. Jackson will discuss the recent events regarding North Carolina Supreme Court decisions on redistricting, the North Carolina state legislators' mapping process, and the participants in the legal actions contesting the redistricting process. So, folks, it's still being contested and still in the court system and all.
Rick, you mentioned our upcoming meeting, and in this week's County Compass, you get a copy of that, in page 7 is our CCT in action page. And Rainer's written a really nice article about that meeting, so that people can find out more about it that way.
Okay, yeah, good point, Hal. I did read that article this afternoon. It is a very good article. Court ordered congressional map fills to meet basic redistricting criteria. That's an article that's on the front page of our website, cctaxpayers.com, that was done by Dr. Andy Jackson. He is the director of the Civitas Center for Public Integrity with the John Locke Foundation. So come on out on the 15th and spend some time with us and listen to what Dr. Andy Jackson has to say about the redistricting issue. And if you have questions, bring them with you, and I'm sure he'll be glad to attempt to answer them for you. Now, I'm going to skip over April and go straight to May, because May is our Back the Blue event. It's an annual event that we do every May. But we have a little issue this May, and that is our meetings are on the third Tuesday, which happens to be the date of the primary election. So our meeting will be starting about the time the polls are closing, and some of our folks will be working at the polls and won't be able to come there. So we had to move the meeting. It will be moved to the 24th, the following Tuesday. So instead of the third Tuesday of May, it will be on the fourth Tuesday of May, which worked out pretty good because May has five Tuesdays.
All right.
So we had an extra Tuesday in there anyway. But I wanted to go ahead and get that notice out there early because it's one of the most well-attended events that we have. the Back to Blue event. You know, we're very fortunate in our area to have Sheriffs Chip Hughes, Asa Buck, and Chip, Chris Davis from Pamlico County. They work together as a team. They have each other's back, and they are cleaning our streets up from drugs, and they're being very successful. They're all very conservative and of like mind, and we love to just take time to honor them and the officers that work underneath of them, and to recognize them, and as well as local police departments. It's the Back to Blue event, and we hope you'll come out and join us for that. Now, in April, we have a fundraiser event. It's called Celebrate North Carolina First in Freedom, and that's on April the 26th, and it's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Copper Ridge on the Neuse. Our guest speaker for that is former Chief Justice Mark Martin, and Regent University School of Law Dean and Professor and the former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of North Carolina. You can get tickets for that. The tickets are $30 a piece, and that includes your dinner and the event with Judge Mark Martin. You can email, I tell you what, just go to cctaxpayers.com and we'll have information up there. Or if you know somebody that's in CCTA, you can talk with them, or you can contact Bob at cctaxpayers.com.
Okay.
And he will forward that to Mary, whose email address was quite lengthy and cryptic. So Bob at cctaxpayers.com, just like the website, cctaxpayers.com. And Bob will make sure that Mary gets you some tickets. That'll be a very enjoyable evening, I'm sure. And he'll be talking about, you know, he's quite knowledgeable of the history of North Carolina and the justice system in North Carolina.
He spoke locally earlier, and I was there, Rainer and I were, and he really enjoyed it.
Yep. All right, so that brings us up to date there. I still don't know about the April meeting. That's still evolving. Folks, when you're trying to get speakers of this caliber in here and some of the other ones that we've had, it's not an easy task. You take Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, for instance, getting him in. He's a national celebrity now. And
deservedly so.
He is scheduled way out there. Anyway, it's not an easy task, but we'll let you know as soon as we have one locked down for April and go on from there. All right, we've got, about 5 minutes left. Melissa, do you have anything?
Well, I think we could go back and talk some more about Russia and Ukraine and how that's affecting everything. That's a... I think we all had some more to say
about
that.
Well, I got Hal with his hand up over here.
Well, one of the things that I've been reading about and troubles me is that evidently the Ukraine's hands aren't completely clean. And, you know, they've had some problems too, particularly those biological warfare labs that we've been hearing about. But I've read a couple of books recently about the World War II. And one of the things that came in loud and clear in the conduct of the battles was that unnecessary cruelty was considered a violation of the rules of law, basically. You know, they're not like written down laws, but understandings among countries. And so I remember World War II. I'm old enough to remember it, and a lot of the things that went on. But this business of the Russians shooting down civilians, children, women, knocking houses down. That's cruelty beyond what's necessary to win a war.
It is, but it's been going on in every war since the beginning of time.
I don't think so, but that's the point I'm trying to make. And I don't think that unnecessary cruelty was done as much as during World War II. Now, it's true that Hitler took Jews and people he didn't like into these concentration camps, and he was horrible to them. There's no doubt about that. So in that regard, you're absolutely right. But on a battlefield, the soldiers fighting one against the others they made an effort not to kill civilians instead of the other way around.
Well,
I don't know, when we went into Germany and those whole cities, I mean, people living underground, those whole cities decimated. Unfortunately, those pictures that I'm seeing come out of Ukraine eerily look like the pictures that came out of Germany back then.
Look at Japan. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, you don't have any more civilian casualties than what we had in Japan.
Oh, yeah, I understand that completely.
And yet, as bad as that was, it saved millions and millions of additional lives.
Right, yes. And look back at the Civil War.
Right.
Look what happened to the civilians during that. You know, they came in, took over their houses, their families, their women, you know.
Well, let me give an example. I'm not making myself clear. If a bunch of enemy soldiers got up and with their hands up and were trying to surrender, then it was considered foul play to mow them down.
Of course. Right.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying is military against military.
Yeah, right.
But there's always been civilian casualties and abuse of the civilians. And,
however, the civilian casualties, if you go back to My Lai with in Vietnam, where there were civilian casualties, those were intentional casualties. I'm going to say there are casualties
right.
that are intentional and there's unintentional. Now, we saw a fact, and talking with a friend of mine, that the fact that there was this, I can't remember the name, it's like a thermite bomb that was hit into this hospital. And the intention of that bomb is to suck every bit of oxygen out of that area and essentially instantly kill everybody in that, to kill people, not to destroy the building, but to kill the people.
It's been considered foul play to bomb hospitals and medical facilities and things like that.
Also, a lot of the things that are coming out of there, it's there's a lot of propaganda coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's hard to know, you know, like the thing with the Snake Island, that was absolutely proven false. Today it was said that the military, that Russia bombed that hospital, hasn't been a hospital for years, that was being used by the military for staging.
We've got a lot of false information.
Yes. They're going through a horrible time, but there are things going on behind the scenes that there's enough blame to go around to several different countries, including our own, particularly the State Department and the CIA.
Right. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show, and we appreciate you tuning in. Hope you'll come back and join us again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newbern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newbern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.